This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Reverse logistics. That is capitalism's word for what happens when we say, I don't want it. It is how retailers deal with online returns. And apparently, we are returning a lot of stuff these days. A new report from the real estate consultancy CBRE says retailers are running out of space to put all that stuff we've sent back. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
More online shopping, which the pandemic has accelerated, means more returns. Because, well, if you can't try on a dress or test out a gadget before you buy it, it might be going back. Chad Autry at the University of Tennessee says that creates logistical challenges for the company selling that stuff.
Can something be gotten back into the supply chain as fast as if it were at a brick and mortar retail location?
He says a lot of times it can't. Some things have to be tested to make sure they still work. And even the items that can go back into circulation for sale need to be stored somewhere. So where's that space going to come from? John Morris is head of industrial logistics and retail at CBRE, the group that wrote the study.
So you might see some retailers decide store 7 in Chicagoland is going to be the store that all of the returns go back to, and then we'll process them from there.
He says those spaces would likely, for now, be run by third-party logistics companies that already have the staff and systems to take care of that gift you got from your grandma that you're just not into. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.